You're listening to Men's Total Health. Call in now to ask about men's health with Dr. McGuire from the Walter Center of the North Shore University Health Center.
Welcome to Men's Total Health Show. Sorry about that, Doctor. I think the microphone was on. Welcome to Men's Total Health Show. My name is David Hochberg, and I have Dr. Michael McGuire on the phone. Mike, how are you, Dr. McGuire?
I was just glad you didn't start out with the James Bond theme. You've ruined that me forever.
I know that.
After last week's show. So.
Anybody wants to know what we're talking about, you go to WGN.FM to download a podcast of this week's show and last week's show. On the phone with us, broadcasting from the John and Carol Walter Center at Glenbrook Hospital, is the Chief of Urology at North Shore University Health Systems, Dr. Michael McGuire. How are you, Doc?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm all right, buddy. 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. 312-521-8600, phone and text line. Today's show, Doctor, we're going to be talking about why listeners should come to the Walter Center, what it's all about, who John and Carol Walter are, and why it's important to know that if you're listening to this anywhere in the world, because it's on the internet, Doctor, especially here in Chicago, you're about an hour's drive away from one of the world-class urological centers in the world. And I just wanted you to talk about who John and Walter Carol are, why are their name on your building, and then we're going to get into the Walter Center here and why people should come to you instead of anybody else. 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line, Dr. McGuire. If people want to reach you, Doctor, it's 847. What's your number there, bud?
503-3000.
847-503-3000. So who is John and Carol Walter, and why is their name on the side of your – actually, why is that building named after them?
So John and Carol are these two wonderfully sweet people who believe in philanthropy and believe in the importance of taking care of people and helping people's lives better. They were personally touched by an issue of a urologic nature, and that this led them to say everybody needs to be able to come to a world-class center for urologic care. They helped us, and John was a business magnate in Chicago and has been important in the North Shore University Health System for a long time. And John had a personal feeling that we need to strive to provide people quality care for issues such as this in areas that, you know, we don't always talk about. And so they made a wonderful donation and have been really a guiding force in helping us to develop this wonderful facility.
And as a business magnate and a business leader, he wasn't going to put his name and his wife's name on some just hunky-dunky piece of garbage building. He wanted it to be state-of-the-art, top-notch, breaking ground in new medical technology. And explain to people why should they come to you guys and not the other 1,500 urologists in the listening area?
So first of all, you know, a lot of us, when we have a problem, if you are a man and that you are in that group of men who actually go to the doctor. So first of all, you go to your doctor, and then you say something's wrong, and many of us will say, well, who should I see, and it gets a referral based on that. Well, there are some issues where you want to go beyond just the local guy, you know, that you need to find out specific reasons. Say, for example, you have kidney stones, all right? Now, kidney stones are something that are unfortunately very common. They hurt, and a lot of people treat kidney stones. But the question is, are people really preventing kidney stones, and what can you do to do that? We here at the Walter Center have the only multimodality, and that means we have a nephrologist, we have a urologist, we have a urologist who specializes and did a fellowship in kidney stones and how to treat them and how to prevent them, and we work with dietitians. We do all these things to prevent you from getting future stones. So,
What's a nephrologist? What is that?
A nephrologist. That's a kidney doctor. So some people make stones because their kidneys don't work quite right. And so that this is not only a management of just how to get rid of that stone and how do I get rid of the acute pain, but you want to work together with a whole team of doctors, all kinds of different doctors, to prevent you from getting a future stone.
And how many members of the team are there in the urological department?
Well, we have over 9 urologists, and then we have a specialist in sexual dysfunction. We have a specialist. We're hiring a second specialist in female sexual dysfunction. We've got a whole research staff, and then we've got a whole bunch of associated staff. One of the great things of being a part of a healthcare system like North Shore University Health System is that we can reach out to all our friends, other doctors like cardiologists, nephrologists, and things like that. So we can make sure we take care of the whole patient, not just their disease.
How many men doctors and how many male doctors, how many female doctors do you have?
Right now, we've got 8 male doctors. We are trying to recruit a female doctor. We had one. She decided she'd rather be home with her kids. God bless her. Smarter than I am. So so we're busy replacing her.
Do you have any problems with men only wanting to see men, or women only wanting to see women, or men wanting to see a woman? I mean, is there any type of... is it like Baskin Robbins, 31 flavors? And
hey, whatever gets you in the door, whatever I can do to make you come in the door and make you feel comfortable, so that, you know, as you and I have talked before, men are Neanderthals. We got to get you in. We have a lot of men who are not comfortable seeing women. Okay, we've got plenty of men, but I got to be fair and do that for women too. So that's why we're actively recruiting somebody right now to get a female, so that if that's what it takes to get you in the door, that's what we'd love to have.
Is it predominantly your client base, your patient base is a male dominated patient base, or do you have a lot of women also that come to see you guys?
So I've always told anybody who asked that I see 2 kinds of patients: those who pee and those who don't pee. So we see men and women. About 40% of our patients are female.
Really?
Women get kidney stones, women get bladder cancer, kidney cancer, they get all the same things. They don't get prostate issues, but other than that, we certainly see them for those kind of things. Recurrent urinary tract infections, stress incontinence, all these things are very common in women and affect them significantly. So these are also aspects that are important to your health care.
You're listening to the Men's Total Health Show, and it also applies to women as well. I mean, if you pee, this is the place to be. If your boyfriend or husband or partner pees, this is the place to be. Or has anything.
Or if they don't pee, even more important to come see me.
I'll tell you, doctor, I was at the Hawks game last night, and I'm standing in front of the urinals with the guy that I took to the game. We had to take a little toilet break before the game, and I said, "How great would it be if you saw Dr. Michael McGuire in front of you saying, is it taking you 15 seconds longer to pee? Are the people behind you getting upset and all that stuff?" He's like, "Great idea." Instead, I'm looking at a Roto-Rooter commercial. Okay, so I'm telling you, there's an opportunity there, doctor. We should talk. Maybe we could do a little cross promotion. I think it's a phenomenal idea, for whatever it's worth, because I came up with it. 312-521-8600, and the 2 other guys that were taking a leak next to us thought it was a phenomenal idea as well. 312-521-8600, phone and text line. Let's talk about erectile dysfunction. 60%, according to the research that I did preparing for the show, 60% of the men with ED, also known as erectile dysfunction, respond to Viagra or other types of medication like that. What are the other options for the unfortunate 40% that didn't spend, who spent the $15 per sampling of the blue pill and it didn't work for them?
Right, and that's an important factor to emphasize, is that, you know, this is a problem, and when you go to your internist and your internist writes your prescription and says, go give this a shot, it's not going to always work. And there are data that suggests that how you take the pills is important. What does it affected by what you eat before, if you have alcohol before, timing and things like that. So it's not just a prescription, take it, and if it works, great, it's not. You need to talk to a specialist who works on that. And then, even if you have followed directions perfectly, do all the right things, still 40% of guys are not going to benefit from those pills. But that doesn't mean they can't have sex. There are a lot of things that we can help them with. And so there are injections that you give yourself directly in the penis. There's a pill that you put down the hole in the penis. There's a vacuum pump. But these things are much...
Hold on. Okay, I heard about the shots, but the pill that you slip down the... What?
So there is a... It's called a urethral suppository. So it's just like a suppository. And it's the medicine you put down through the hole in the penis, and then you rub the penis, and this medicine gets absorbed through the urethra into the penis and can give an erection. It is... Some people find it painful to be as absorbed through the penis, but it works for some guys. And some guys, especially those who have a needle issue, find that this works for them.
I never heard of that. What?
It's called Muse, M-U-S-E. It is an option. It is something that we always discuss with people, and it's something that you can always try. The point is, once you get past the, here's just a pill, try it. If it works, great. If it doesn't,
right,
you need to go to some place where they're going to take time to work with you. Because it is more than, you slip this down your penis and see how it works. Nah, it's not quite that simple. And giving yourself a shot, we got to go through how do you do this safely, and how do you do this, how often can you do this, how can you do things like that. And the vacuum pump is just a little thing you put on the outside of the penis. It sucks blood into the penis, and you put a little rubber band around the base of the penis. It's highly cost effective, but it's mechanical. It takes some time to get used to it. We have a specialist here who works with you to make sure whichever method you choose works for you. And it's not just, go to the doctor, here's a prescription, go home. We want to sit with you and work with you to make sure you're happy, because sex is an important part of life. We want you back in the saddle again, as they say.
And surgeries, what type of surgical procedures are there to help men get erections?
So once all those other options are done, all right, if you can't get the those options to work for you, and there's some men who just can't for some reason or another get those things to work, there is a surgery where we basically replace the inside of the penis with an inflatable device that you have control over. And then when you're ready to have sex, you pump it up, it gets erect. And then when you're done, you are able to deflate it and go about your business.
Is that like inserted? I heard some people have inserted in their thigh. Is that how it's done?
It can be in the thigh and the groin region. There's many different places to do this.
I'm not talking from experience, by the way, listeners.
No. Yeah. That you went down to McNeil Hospital for your other urologic procedures. But so there are many different types of these we call them penile prostheses, but they work. And that we talked to you about the risk and advantages. The disadvantage of a penile prosthesis is once you put it in, none of the other methods will ever work. So you can't use a vacuum pump or things like that, because you're basically taking out the tissue that causes an erection to occur. You take that out and replace it with this balloon, essentially. And it's a mechanical device, so there's approximately a 5% failure rate in 10 years. So you don't want to put it in if you're 40, because it's going to fail in 10 to 15 years. And anytime you put anything artificial in the body, there's a significant risk of infection. If it gets infected, you have to take it out. So for those reasons, we want to try and use all the other methodology first, but... satisfaction rates of partners of people who have penile prostheses are 97-98% say it's great, it works. It becomes somewhat mechanical because there's no association with an erection is a mechanical thing. It doesn't matter if you're in the mood or not. You just push the button and things get hard.
So let me ask you this question. In regards to growing the size of your penis other than what God gave you, with the pumps and the and take this pill and you could start jackhammering holes in walls and stuff like that, is there anything out there to increase the size of a guy's penis if he's not happy with it, or if his spouse isn't happy or girlfriend or boyfriend isn't happy with it? Is there anything to do, because I've got an entire box under my bed of products that I've bought to try to help myself, and I've got about $1,000 into it, and nothing seems to be working. What do I do with the box? And for everybody else out there listening that's thinking about buying those products, is there anything that they could buy to accomplish that goal?
So what you want to do is stand on your roof with your money and just throw it in the wind, because you're doing the same thing. The reality is there are lots of things which can increase the size of your non-erect penis. All right. As you're sitting there dangling is things like that. You can, but the erectile tissue is pretty much what God gave you. There is very little you can do to increase the size of the erect penis. So vacuum pumps, there was a rage in California where men were getting surgeries to increase the size of their penis, where we would cut, we meaning urologists would cut down skin around there, and they would cut ligaments that held the penis in place. And all this did was made the penis appear bigger in the non-erect state. But once it's erect, that's what you got.
So whatever God gave you on the first day of the first day on this planet, you're stuck with that until they put you in a box and you're over.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's disappointing.
Well, sorry, that I'm not going to say anything about Santa Claus, but...
Yeah. Well, yeah, please don't, because I've been wishing for that for the past 47 years, and I haven't gotten that under my tree. 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line, 312-521-8600. If you have any questions, give us a call. If you don't feel comfortable talking on air, send us a text, 312-521-8600. You go to the website, WGN.FM, type in at Men's Total Health Show or Dr. McGuire, to download a podcast of this show about an hour after the show and download podcasts of previous shows. Dr. McGuire is the chief of urology at North Shore University Health Systems, and he's broadcasting from the John and Carol Walter Center at Glenbrook Hospital in Glenview, Illinois, which is just south of Glenbrook South High School. So let's talk about the biggest dysfunctional clinic in Chicago. Is that you, or would you consider the John and Carol Walter facility there, Center for Urological Health, the biggest sexual dysfunction center in the Chicagoland area?
No question. We have a large group of people, and we're growing every day. And like as I mentioned in the beginning, we're hiring a woman to come on. Sexual dysfunction in females is a very common problem. Up to 30 to 40% of women state that sex is painful. It doesn't, provide good feelings, and it's like being stabbed rather than providing things like that. So we're growing our clinic every day. We've got one PhD who is almost too busy to be there. That's why we're hiring new people. And it's something we're interested in providing excellent care for people with this, something we don't usually talk about. But it's something that God gave us the ability to enjoy this aspect of our life. We as doctors need to help people enjoy it.
I'm going to go a little off the reservation here. Okay, so we've got Viagra. Yeah, right. Everybody knows that that's the big seller, or the first one, and then there's a couple of other ones,
right?
And it's usually, I can't think of the names. I'm sure you know.
Levitra or Cialis.
Cialis. I was thinking, and they all have, pictures of 50-some-year-old people smiling under, swinging on a swing, and under an oak tree, and how wonderful they are, and we're gonna get an erection and bang under this tree. But is there one that you prefer over the other, and why does it cost? I think you mentioned this in previous show that each pill was $15 to $18. Why is it so expensive? Number one, per pill, and number two, which one do you prefer over the other? And three, do you know anybody that could Jones me some free samples? Okay, so let's cover number one first.
So number one is that, if you look at the pharmaceutical industry hits one for every 1,000 they miss. And so the whole story of Viagra is interesting. Viagra was developed as a pill for heart problems. And they did this study, and they sent them out these samples, and they said, all right. They measured the things and found out it didn't really do much for the heart. But at the end of the study, they said, send us back your pills, and nobody would send back the pills. And they're like, well, why not? And it says, well, we're getting erections. We never used to get erections because all these people had bad hearts. So it turned out that, by accident, we found out what Viagra is good for. And so that, when you hit one for every 1,000, you got to charge a lot of money. And what do you charge for? As much as you can get. That's, capitalism. So the Viagra patent protection should be coming off in the next couple of years. Be interesting to see if that'll decrease the cost of them.
And why Viagra over Cialis over the other drug that you mentioned?
Viagra's been around the longest, and it was it has the longest track record, very safe drug. Occasionally men you hear about the 4-hour erection. I've never seen the 4-hour erection for any of these pills. If you have high blood pressure, diabetes, and a very unusual anatomy in your that there have been very rare incidents of blindness or deafness associated with the use, but those are extremely rare. It's a really safe drug, been used a ton. Levitra was always reported and to give a better quality of erection. And so some men say that they like the quality of it best. And then Cialis's big advantage is it's good for up to 24 hours. Levitra and Viagra, you have to take it at least an hour before you want to have sex, but it's only good for 4 hours. And particularly Viagra, it's very important that you not have alcohol with it or a fatty meal. A fatty meal, you go out for cheeseburger and fries, you're not getting laid. That's just the way it is with Viagra. It interferes with the absorption.
Really?
So Cialis and Levitra seem to be less dependent on those kind of things. So what I typically do with patients is that are often free vouchers that come with them. And if you go to like Cialis.com, you can download a voucher and I'll give you a prescription for 3 pills if you're the appropriate patient. Now, in order to take these pills, you can't take nitroglycerin. If you've got heart disease and you take nitroglycerin and these, it really lowers your blood pressure and can be significantly a problem. But when they first came out, a whole bunch of people had heart attacks, and it turns out if you've got a bad heart, you shouldn't be having sex. It's not that the pills are bad. It was the sexual activity that was bad.
What's your definition of a quality erection?
That able to perform the activity you wish to do with it.
Is that the medical term? Is that the medical definition?
Yeah,
or is that the Dr. McGuire?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Is it something that people are happy with?
That's the first. I mean, I wrote it down. I'm like, all right, I got to somehow figure out a way to bring that back. So there's, but I guess it's different for every man.
Right. And it's different for every man and for every partner. Is it what works for you and things like that? And some people think that their erections are firmer with Levitra. And so that was something that people have tried. I usually tell people shop around, see what they can find is cheapest, and we'll try any of them and see what we can do.
All right. So you hear all these commercials on the radio about men's erection problems. Come to us and we'll make you feel like a 16-year-old knocking holes through plywood, right? Now,
right.
What's the difference between those organizations and your medical facility? Because I can tell you how expensive, I know firsthand how expensive radio advertising is, okay?
Right.
I know firsthand how expensive it is because I spend $1 billion every year and I've got credit card bills to prove it. And when I hear these ads on every station, and I go online and the ads are popping up on my Internet Explorer, and I open the paper and the ads are in the newspapers, there's got to be some money in that, doctor. And
so there's no question that this is a for-profit industry where you come in and basically what they're treating you with are the injections. They're treating you with the same injections we do. The only difference is they are charging you for the medicines, they're charging you for everything. And with the injections, there is a significant risk of the four-hour erection. And that leads to a significant problem and things like that. And because of that, you want to be treated not in a facility that's a storefront. You want to be treated in a hospital, because if you get those problems, you need to be able to be seen in an emergency room. You need to be taken care of correctly by a board-certified urologist. Not saying those things don't, those institutions don't offer good care, but rather than getting your medical care based on something that you see in the back page of the sports page, you know, treat your penis like your heart. You wouldn't do that with your heart. Come and see real professionals like here at the John and Carol Walter Center.
You're listening to Men's Total Health Show on WGN.FM with Chief of Urology at North Shore University Health Systems, Dr. Michael McGuire, broadcasting from the John and Carol Walter Urological Center at Glenbrook Hospital in Glenview, Illinois. And if you want to reach the doctor or one of his associates, you could give him a call at 847-503-3000, 847-503-3000. Gary Meyer coming up in about 35 minutes. Let's talk about BPH. What exactly is BPH, and why should people be concerned about it? But first, doctor, phone lines are open. 312-521-8600 is the phone and the text line if you have a question or want to shoot us a text. 312-521-8600. BPH, what is it, and why should we be concerned about it?
All right, BPH is why you and I are starting to get up at night. It is why every guy, as we get older, it's called benign prostatic hyperplasia. And for whatever reason, starting at age 35, our prostates start to grow. As our prostates grow, we start to pee. It takes a little longer to go. You dribble a little bit. Your stream goes down, and then it can progress all the way to where you can't urinate at all. And it used to be a reason that people used to die, because the prostate would block off the kidneys, and then you would end up dying of that. So this is something that can significantly impact a guy's life. You know, you can't drive from one place to the other. You can't go to a movie. You can't go to a Hawks game and not stop in to see the urinal sponsored by me for multiple periods. So that this is something that is going to affect pretty much every guy. And because it's going to affect every guy, you need to see experts who take care of this. And there are multiple options for the treatment of this. And that's what you need to see, people who offer all the different options, ranging from things you do in the office to pills to doing nothing. I have a lot of guys who come in to see me and say, I'm doing this. Is everything okay? And that's an important factor. You want to talk to somebody who's going to look at you and put it in the context of the rest of your body.
So there's a good advertising slogan right there. You just came up with one. BPH, ? What is it? It's what's happening right now because you're standing at the urinal for 15 seconds longer. Call me, 847-503-3000. You see, I'm telling you, Doc, you're going to get, after they wash their hands, you got to put up some signs by the sinks. Unfortunately, most of the people that pee at the United Center don't wash their hands, which is disgusting in and of itself. But there's a market there. So I was there last night. I'm 47. It takes me 10, 15 seconds longer to drain my cavity of urine, and it's frustrating. I mean, and I, you know, I've talked about it on this show. I've continued to pee after I put my, you know, pulled up my pants and zipped up my zipper, and you know, because when I urinate at the United Center, I take my pants all the way down to my ankles and my underpants down to my ankle and stand there bare-assed and do my business and pull it back up. But you know, after you get done peeing, this happens to a lot of guys in their 40s. If it happens at 35, you know, you think you're done, you start moving away, and you realize as you're washing your hands, you look down, you weren't done, okay?
Yeah.
And what can we do?
Well, first of all, wear dark pants. That's the number one thing you want to do.
Yes.
So, but the reality is, as in about 35% of guys, that this is progressive, and it gets worse and worse. About 30% of guys, it's interesting, it actually stays the same. So it gets to be a little bothersome. You spend some more time at the urinal. You take some time. You don't drink as much when you're going out, those kind of things. So there's definitely a role for behavioral modification. I have a lot of guys who say, I don't drink after dinner. I don't have any water, anything to drink after dinner, because otherwise they'll be up urinating multiple times through the night, and they can manage their lives based on this. Alternatively, there are some very good medicines for this, and there are some great surgeries for this. So depending on how much it's impacting on you, there are things that range from being in the hospital under anesthesia, and then we are the Midwest Center for a new procedure, which just got FDA approved, where we're going to be doing these procedures in the office to help men to get off the medicines, because the medicines have potential side effects.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Doug, we gotta take a quick break. We got a text message coming in a couple of seconds ago that we'll get to after the break. 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Listen to the Men's Total Health Show on WGN.FM. Welcome back to the Men's Total Health Show. I'm David Hochberg. On the line with us is the Chief of Urology at North Shore University Health Systems, Dr. Michael McGuire, broadcasting from the John and Carol Walter Urological Center at Glenbrook Hospital in Glenview, Illinois. Doctor, we have a question via the text line. Somebody sent us a text at 312-521-8600. Send those texts in, and you could also call us at the same number. The 630 area code doctor says, took Viagra and got a headache as a side effect that lasted for hours. Do Cialis and the Levitra have the same side effects? Have you ever experienced raging headaches as a side effect of a raging erection?
So the way these medicines work is they dilate blood vessels. That's how they work. And the same blood vessels are in your brain as in your penis. And some men complain of a side effect of this headache. That's a well-known side effect. It seems to be with all three of them, although it certainly is individual. And I've had some men who say, I can't take Viagra, and then they can take Cialis. So I would definitely tell people to try different modalities, try the other ones with this. Additionally, I have some men who take Motrin right before they get an erection. You know, they take it, and they said that takes care of the headache, and then everything's fine. So those are certainly possibilities. But there are, in that 40% of men who can't get the pills, that the side effects can be that. Cialis is well known that they have a 1% to 2% chance of having, you know, just kind of your back aches and spasm and things like that associated with it. So all these are definite possibilities, can occur, but most men don't find them to be debilitating. But for some men, it prevents them from using the pills.
And you are a licensed urologist, right? You're a licensed doctor.
And
physician. You can't just get these off the shelf is what I'm trying to get to, right?
You need a prescription. You need to see a doctor, and while there are many people who will give you a prescription over the phone and things like that, the reality is you want to talk to your doctor and you want to find out why is this. A significant number of men who have erectile dysfunction, it can be from other sources like low testosterone, or it can be a sign that you really have bad heart disease and things like that, or diabetes. So you don't want to just go in to see somebody who's going to say, okay, you want a prescription? This is not the, you know, like the marijuana clinics where you're going to get your little card so you can get your medical marijuana. You want to see a real doctor so we can look at this in the context of who you are and to say, hey, this may be how something bad is really presenting. Let's help you here.
And I guess it better be really, really good sex to invest in that headache, right?
There you go.
I'm just saying, right?
If it's
some really good sex, then you might have to grin and bear that headache, buddy. I'm just saying. It is what it is. So let's get over to, sorry, I couldn't help myself, man. 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. 630, thanks for the text. Keep them coming. Hopefully we answered your question. If not, send us another text, and we'll have the doctor give you some free medical advice here. So let's talk about this UroLift. It's
brand new
technology. FDA recently approved it. Was it developed and created at the John and Carol Walter Urological Center, or was it brought in from someplace else?
No, it was developed in California, and It is, but we are the Midwest. We've been working with the company ever since it got FDA approved, and they've been coming with us. And we did the, there were several people who have done them when it was under trial, but we are the first people to do it in the area once it's approved. We're working with the company to help train other doctors on how to use this and things like that. It's this new technology which basically ties the prostate open. And it is something that starting in January, we're going to be doing in the office. So you'll walk in, we'll have done all the appropriate tests and things like that. We'll numb you up, and then we'll do this procedure. And then you can go back to work the same day or the next day. No anesthesia other than just local anesthesia. You don't need to be under sleep. You don't have risk of heart attacks and strokes and anything like that. Any of the one of the complications, the classic operation for BPH, so is the old Roto-Rooter, or a transurethral resection. One of the main problems associated with this was that at least 50% of men no longer ejaculated. The semen didn't come out. You got an erection, you had sex, you got the sense of orgasm, nothing came out. Well, this procedure, and the other problem with the TURP is it's in the operating room, you're under anesthesia, you have to wear a catheter overnight for most people. So there, it's a big deal. This provides many of the same benefits in a much quicker and much easier tolerated. Now, it's only been around for a couple of years, and the data at 2 years look great. We don't know what's going to be 5 and 10 years down the road.
So what do you do?
So you give me a couple of shots
in my nuts and in my penis, and what happens?
So we put you up in stirrups. We go up through the penis with a little telescope.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. And the guy's awake for this?
Well, he can be, sure.
And you can
watch
be out.
You can watch on TV with me.
No, thanks.
And then I put this little device in, which is basically like a little arrow, which goes through the prostate. And then we tie the prostate open. We have a special device which puts this in, and then you tie it open. You do this a couple times until things are wide open. And then you walk out. And you may have a little burning for a couple of days. You may see some blood in the urine for a couple of days. But most people do really well with it.
I just got the willies just thinking about it. So, okay, so let's move on
But the point is that you're not where you're peeing is screwing up your life.
Right.
If you're getting up four times a night and I say to you, listen, I can do something right now. Let's go fix this for you.
Get the stirrups.
You're going to say, fine, let's do it. Because it runs your life. I mean, I literally have guys who have say, I can't be more than 50 feet from the bathroom. I refuse to go out because this is such a problem. And, I can make them better so they can go back to doing everything they want.
Unbelievable. So, and you also have the only stone, multimodal stone prevention clinic. Can you explain more about that? What is a multimodal stone?
So that's what we talked about at the beginning, is that this is, we want all the different kind of doctors and nutritionists and people like that to work with you to make sure that we teach people how to prevent getting their stones. It's one thing to treat stones. Every urologist knows how to treat stones because stones are bread and butter. It's like asking you, do you give a mortgage? Sure you do. But there's a difference between getting a mortgage from Town Stone Financial where everything goes smoothly, you come in, it gets done, and then I can say this, having worked with Townstone Financial, you get a phone call later saying, hey, I can get you a better rate. Let's cut your rate down. Well, that's kind of like getting stones if somebody takes care of your stone, but then prevents you from getting future stones. That's really what you want. You want to make sure that you're working to achieve better things along the way.
I talked to a lady. I went to the Lil Malnati's opening 2 blocks away from me at 1235 West Randolph. They had their grand opening. They bought out Ina's in the West Loop, and they had a soft opening this weekend. I was invited because I'm friends with a couple of people in the Malnati's organization. I actually interviewed Mark Malnati yesterday about real estate and how it impacts their business. It was a fascinating interview. And we, I was talking, I went there. My wife couldn't make it. We couldn't find a babysitter. So I just drove down alone, and I was sitting alone. Then a group of people my age sat down behind me, and we just started talking. They invited me over, and we just started talking about different things and whatever. And all of a sudden, we started talking about GMOs, okay, and how that's impacting the food. And I sat next to a lady who was getting kidney stones every single month. Okay.
Right.
Young woman. Every single month. And I said, what did you do? She's like, I completely, exactly what you just said. I sat with a nutritionist. I completely changed my diet. I went completely, I eliminated all the GMOs. I became a vegetarian. I did this, I did that, and never had a stone again. And I said, was it hereditary? She's like, nope. It just, nobody in my family had it. It was just, I just happened to be the one in one million, and I was highly susceptible to stones. And there was no explanation for that. Do you see a lot of that? Just like, okay, guess what? You know,
sure. Most stones are not hereditary. We find this. And the number one factor, without questions, for stones is you don't drink enough water. All right? You just got to dilate your urine, dilute your urine. If you're not having enough dilution, then you're going to get stones. So, but part of it is there are certain foods that absolutely make kidney stones. In the South, where everybody drinks all the iced tea promotes stones. There's a stone belt throughout the entire South, which just goes along with this because there's a high oxalate content in tea, and the oxalate goes there. So there are many things that affect this, and that's what we want to work with you to figure out what it is about you. And sometimes we can give you a medicine to take, or if we can modify your diet or how you run your life. You know, I've got people who say, well, you know, I pee all the time. I only drink, you know, 300 cc's of water all day long. Well, they're going to get kidney stones. And you're like, listen, which is more debilitating to you? And, you know, that you can't keep coming to the hospital every month for your kidney stone.
What's the equivalent of 300 cc's? Is that 8 ounces, 12 ounces? I have no
idea. About 8 ounces a day.
One cup of water a day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just... isn't that just common sense?
It is, but, you know, nothing is less common than common sense.
Cranial extraction. I mean, cranial anal extraction, right? Something like that. I get your head out of your rear end. I don't understand. Eight cups of water a day is pretty much what the doctor ordered, no?
Especially if you've got kidney stones. Especially if you got kidney stones, you got to be careful and make sure you don't get dehydrated. And especially if you're an active exerciser, you know, if you are a marathon runner, you will get dehydrated. So drink before, during, and after all your exercise activities.
So you come into this multimodal stone prevention clinic. Do you meet with a nutritionist? Do you meet with a urologist? Walk us through that meeting.
So first of all, you come in and you meet with usually a urologist or the nephrologist, and then we get a whole bunch of tests on you to figure out what kind of stones you're getting, why are you getting, what factors can we do to change those. And then depending on what the tests show, we get you to the right person to say, this is what you need to do to prevent this from happening. And then we follow up on this to make sure that it's working that way and that you're following our advice. You know, I don't know about you, but I've been told to do things in my life and didn't do it. So you need to be follow up to make sure this is happening, because if you know the things but if you're not doing them, it's not going to help you.
Let's get back to the Cialis and the V8, but I can never Levitra.
Viagra.
No. Levitra and Cialis.
Right.
You said both of those last for 24 hours.
No. Just the Cialis. Levitra and Viagra are the 4-hour ones.
So what is that? You're not walking around with a hard on for 24 hours. I mean, how does it work?
No, but, you know, so what happens is when you get stimulated, with stimulation, it gives you an erection. And so that's basically that. Allows you the ability to have an erection should you be mentally stimulated.
Really?
Yes.
So I think that would be the go-to pill over the other two, no?
Well, that's certainly what their go-to advertising point is. But many people have learned how to plan it, can do it the other ways. But the Cialis is a very effective drug and allows for more spontaneity.
See, but I'm an optimist. So if you're throwing at the goal and one gets in, you're thinking you're going to get another shot. Right?
Exactly. And the other advantage of the Cialis is they've come out with a new drug that is a low dose that you take every day. And the advantage of this is because it's a low dose, there's decreased side effects. So for our texter who sent in saying he had headaches, one of the options is to take this low-dose Cialis every day. You don't need to increase the dose, a lot fewer headaches associated with it, but it allows you to be ready. Yeah. Additionally, for unknown reasons, that helps with the benign prostatic hyperplasia, the BPH. For some reason, taking the Cialis every day helps you to pee better.
847-503-3000-630. Text her if you want to reach Dr. McGuire and anybody else out there listening. 847-503-3000. Dr. McGuire is the chief urologist at North Shore University Health Systems. John and Carol Walter Urological Center at Glenbrook Hospital is where he is broadcasting in Glenview, Illinois right now. 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. Gary Meyer will be on in about 13 minutes, so hang tight for the Gara Force. Let's talk about prostate cancer treatment. Any groundbreaking procedures happening at your facility right now? Are you guys working on something new?
For those of you who listened, and if you don't have the opportunity, go back for a couple weeks ago on WGN.FM and look at listen to our talk about with Dr. Brian Helfand, where the genetics of prostate cancer are the future. There's no question, and we're fortunate to have Dr. Helfand here, that prostate cancer is an interesting disease because only 1 in 17 men who get the disease actually die of it. And it's so important to figure out, is your cancer going to affect your life? And we need to go look beyond just the simple factors, what's your numbers, what's your PSA, things like that. What can we do to determine, is your cancer significant or not? You hear the words cancer, you're like, oh my God, it's all over. But that's not true with prostate cancer. And it's so important with this disease that most men who are diagnosed with this, the side effects of treatment are worse than the disease itself. And so we've got to appropriately define what's going on. And we're doing that with genetics to look at your cancer to find out, is your cancer likely to spread? Is it likely to impact you? And so that we have all the advanced genetics on this, and Dr. Helfand is doing much of the research himself.
Is Dr. Helfand also trying to link other illnesses and other problems like liver failure and lung disease and I don't know, you know, the 4,000 other things that could go wrong with people?
Oh, sure. Heart disease and things like that. There's no question. Genetics have a lot to do with everything. It's not the end-all and the be-all, and certainly you have some ability to modify it, but it certainly helps us much more than just the real crude measurement devices we've been using for years.
And you could probably go into a zone defense and try to block some things from happening if you know that, okay, you've got these five genes and these five genes and the other 5 million other people we've sampled and have a track record on also got heart disease or also had varicose veins or also had this disease or whatever, arterial sclerosis or something like that, or what?
Or they responded to this drug, or they
right.
didn't respond to this drug. Why waste our time giving you that? This is what you need. Individualized health care is the future. There's no question that to get beyond just the little factor of everybody who walks in, and it gets back to the basis of the John and Carol Walter Center, which is to treat the patient, not the disease. When you walk in, you're not a prostate cancer. You're a man with prostate cancer. What are we going to do for you? We're not going to treat your cancer. We're going to treat you.
All right. Well, on this show, we learned that the $1,000 of penis enhancement products that I have in a box underneath my bed was a waste of money, and that God, what God gave you coming out of your mother is what you're left with for the rest of your life. So we got about 2 minutes left, Doc. Let's talk about the treatment of the whole patient at the John and Carol Walter Urological Center at Glenbrook Hospital in Glenview, Illinois. You know, talk about that for a couple minutes before we jump out and turn it over to Gary Meyer.
So there's no impact, there's no question stress impacts disease. And one of the factors that we have is we have a whole program on mind-body health, how to manage stress. There's no question that stress creates certain things in your body which makes diseases progress more rapidly. And so we teach you how to deal with the stress. And one of the things that we do is we teach your partners how to deal with the stress. We found in our active surveillance population of men with prostate cancer, the wives are more worried about it than the men many of the times. So we have a whole series where we're doing yoga. We're teaching you methods of dealing with the stress. And again, it gets to the whole concept. Yeah, we're dealing mostly between your belt buckle and, as we call it, in the money area. But the reality is it's a body. It's a part of your body, and we need to treat your whole body. And that's very important to learn how to deal with the stress, how to get over these concepts so that you can be well. And that's what's vitally important.
Are men taking to that? Are you finding men are taking to it?
Oh, absolutely. They come in and their partners come with them, and it's a very, you know, that we've got a lot of people whose stress we can show have taught them significant stress reduction and how to deal with this better in their body.
Now, do they typically come alone or do they bring their wife with them?
Both.
So it's a joint partnership, but agreement with both of them. And you probably, are you seeing some advances in women getting in better shape because their husband's getting in better shape?
Sure. There's no question is that I see people all the time who we say, you know, you got to lose weight. Well, the way I do that is the wives control the food.
Yeah.
And if they cut weight, then the husband loses weight. So it's no question about it. And, you know, we have shown clearly that for men with erectile dysfunction who are overweight, you lose some weight, the erectile dysfunction often gets significantly better.
If you want to get it up, put the fork down.
Exactly.
There's a new model. I'm loaded with them, baby. You've been listening to the Men's Total Health Show with Dr. Michael McGuire, Chief of Urology at North Shore University Health Systems. He was broadcasting today from his facility at the John and Carol Walter Urological Center at Glenbrook Hospital in Glenview, Illinois. 847-503-3000 if you want to reach Dr. McGuire to ask him any questions or to set up an appointment and to have your urological system checked and learn all about what you can do to enhance yourself. 847-503-3000. 847-503-3000. You go to WGN.FM to download a podcast of this show in about an hour and download previous shows. Doc, thanks for joining us today, and we look forward to next Wednesday's show, buddy.
All right. Have a great week.
Thanks, man.